A warm front is lifting through the area today. That is followed by a cold front that will cross tonight. With these fronts in place, showers and thunderstorms are likely across the region moving through the late day and overnight hours. And there's even potential that some of these storms could be on the strong side. The best chance for that will be in areas along and west of the Hudson River. The storms will tend to weaken as they move into the most eastern part of New York and then New England later on. Now, all of us do have the chance to see a shower, maybe even a thunderstorm moving into tonight. And a reminder that if thunder and lightning are in your area, it's best to seek shelter and remain indoors until those storms safely pass. Overnight, showers will continue to weaken as they push to the east, though some showers are still likely overnight. It'll be a fairly mild night given the time of year, with overnight lows in the 50s to near 60 degrees. Moving into tomorrow, that cold front will be off to our east, and we'll have a cool pocket of air that will come in the upper levels of the atmosphere tomorrow, and that tends to create instability, which basically means it'll be a fairly gray day across the region. The best opportunity for any sunshine will be sometime during the morning hours, though overall I think clouds will definitely win out tomorrow. And with that instability, there is the chance for some scattered showers as the day moves along. Tomorrow we'll be on the breezy side, and we'll see temperatures run mainly in the 60s tomorrow afternoon, though it may be a little bit cooler, especially across the higher terrain. We'll keep that cool pocket of air in place on Wednesday, so a few more showers are possible at times, though it won't rain the whole day. Temperatures on Wednesday will be a step down from temperatures tomorrow, so highs on Wednesday will be mainly in the 50s. And then as we work into the late part of the week on Thursday and Friday, a slow-moving storm will approach, so clouds will thicken up on Thursday. It looks like rain is likely to hold off for most of the day or the entire day on Thursday. That will depend upon how quickly that storm moves. Then those rain chances really will ramp up Thursday night into Friday, and there's potential for a decent soaker wrapping up the work week. So some springtime rainfall here in early May is expected by especially late this week. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, mostly cloudy, with showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with scattered showers, breezy, high 58 to 66. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the 50s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, breezy, high 58 to 66. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, partly sunny, chance of a passing shower, breezy, high in the upper 60s to lower 70s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers and thunderstorms likely, low in the 50s to near 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some scattered showers, breezy, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Wednesday, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, breezy and cooler, with highs in the 50s. And on Thursday, increasing clouds, a chance of rain late, with highs in the 50s to around 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.